This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor is a special announcement. Hey, Clue Crew, we got a special announcement from your favorite host of a particular podcast that you may
the McElroys?
It's not the McElroys. It's three kind of wily hosts.
The McElroys.
Well, no, it's not them. They have a much more popular, better to listen to podcast with a more clear premise and goals. Anyway, it's the Clue Crew.
Yay.
It's Hey Riddle Riddle. It's old JPC and Adel and Aaron. And we have a very special announcement for you. Starting in January, we are going to release a Patreon.
Patreon.
If you don't know what a Patreon is, it's basically a way for you to get the show that you love or mildly tolerate or hate and tweet us the hate more often. So we will be releasing weekly episodes on the Patreon of a very close estimation of what the show is now. So we might not always be doing riddles, but we've got tons of fun stuff planned. We've got games and gags, road trip type games, would you rathers, whodunits, all kinds of fun.
Live content, special one-off. So basically, if you listen to Hey Riddle Riddle, you enjoy the show, and you think, I love screaming at my phone once a week. I'd love to scream at my phone twice a week for about an hour. Now you can do that. We're doubling our content.
If you look at JPC, Aaron, and Adel and say, I like them, but I want to make them dance for my joy, my enjoyment. We're jesters and clowns, and you want clowns to dance, we dance for you.
You throw the money at us, we dance for you.
We dance. We just dance.
And Aaron, how much money do we charge for a dance?
$5 for 1 month of dancing.
That's right. You could unlock all of our Patreon content for only $5 a month. $5 gets you in the door and it keeps you there forever.
And there will be one episode where it's just the three of us dancing.
Yeah. People have given us a lot of feedback. What they want is a podcast with us doing less riddles and more dancing. So we're going to give the people what they want.
I love podcasts, but I want it to be more visual. Now we're going to dance for you.
And if we drive you crazy, just know our personalities will fully change on the Patreon. We'll be so nice to each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. If you hate the podcast in its current state, it's much different on the Patreon. Pay $5. Don't listen.
And if you enjoy the current state, I have a secret for you. We still yell at each other.
We're actively mean to one another.
So check out our Patreon starting in January. We love your support. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.
Just be careful, okay? Just
be careful out there.
Today. We love you.
Be
careful.
You're
a precious cargo.
We love you.
If you're going to the grocery store today, bring a big knife.
What?
Everybody be careful.
No.
Drive your car fast.
Do not listen to JPC.
Do like what Teddy Roosevelt said. Drive your car very fast, but carry a big knife.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Happy New Year! It's Hey Riddle Riddle, I'm Adel Rifai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
No shit, all Sherlock. I am old baby inquiries.
Oh boy.
Old baby puzzies.
These get worse and worse as we go along.
Is there such thing as Baby New Year?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was playing on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want me to just be Baby New Year?
Yeah.
Not old baby?
I don't know.
You have to be old baby New Year.
Yeah. Can you be old baby New Year?
Okay. I'm old baby New Year. Dishing out the piping hot riddies and puzzies for 2019. Guys, it's a new year.
New year, new president.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe everything that happened to Trump? Unbelievable. Drowned in the Pacific Ocean. Insane.
Yeah, he tried to drink it.
I never thought 2019 would ever be a year. Do you feel like I never in my wildest dreams thought this would ever actually be a real year?
But we're here. We are here. We have two incredibly special guests in the studio, and we're going to switch things up a little bit. We usually do, whenever we have guest hosts, we usually do a mailbag episode, but we just did a mailbag episode, and I would not stand for these people not being on the podcast, and I don't care if people are upset. It's 2019, which means new rules. 2019, 2000, fight me, is what I always say.
I've always said that. And hold out to that if you see him in public. Do fight him. He is ready for the fight. Yeah. He may look like he's enjoying a coffee or taking a big bite of pie. But
I can't defend myself, but I'm very enthusiastic about trying. We are here with two of my favorite humans and also two of my favorite podcasters. And what's great about
we are right here.
And then we also have two special guests. What's great about these two is sometimes you meet people who are wonderfully nice but just not talented, or you meet people who are wonderfully talented and just not that nice. These two somehow sync it up together. We have Jess McKenna and Zach Reno from the podcast Off Book.
Hello. Oh, sorry. I need to fight you right now.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm eating pie. No.
I was told it doesn't matter if you're eating pie.
That's fine. Addle refight me. I should have said that. Addle refight me. Are we still recording?
No.
We're done. That was it.
We stopped after 2 minutes.
But what flavor of pie is this?
January would be what, like a winter berry? Is that a thing?
Ooh, yeah.
You think a winter berry is a thing?
I had a Slurpee that was winter berry, so you tell me.
Yeah, Slurpee only uses real flavors.
Yeah.
Real pie.
Things that grow on trees, like Coke.
Or Crunch Berries, Coke. Yeah. You guys have had Crunch Berries off the vine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have to.
Zach and Jess, before we get started with our warm-up riddies and puzzies, any New Year's resolutions do you two subscribe to our podcast?
Would you be willing to take out your phones right now and subscribe?
That would really set us over the edge.
Not only that, I'm going to rate and review.
Thank you so much. That means the world to us. Do you two do resolutions?
I usually do and don't make it very far.
What are some of your failures?
This is a job interview.
The one that I had for 2018 was this idea called Miracle Mornings, which is about like having an hour that's really regimented in the morning. That the Miracle Mornings itself is like really prescriptive. It's like broken up into 6 activities that you do for 10 minutes. And it's like 10 minutes of reading, 10 minutes of visualizing, 10 minutes of meditating, whatever. I extrapolated and was just like, I'm just going to do my own breakdown. And it included like meditating, writing, reading. And I also tried to, one of the things I tried to do was drink hot lemon water. And I lasted a couple weeks.
For 10 minutes?
Yeah.
10 minutes of uninterrupted drinking hot lemon water? Yeah. Is it just like tea without the tea bags?
You squeeze it and you also use the zest. It's supposed to be like really good for just like kickstarting your bod for the day.
Oh, okay.
Is it also good as a singer? Is that like good for your...
Ooh, I don't know.
Your chords? Chords are what us in the musical industry call our vocal cords.
Yeah,
I don't
know
if you are familiar.
No, but I'm going to use that now.
Okay, good.
Ooh, my chords.
What do you call corduroy pants?
Roids.
What do you call steroids?
Steries.
Okay. What do you call the cute things that get you to the top floor of a building that are non-mechanical?
My children.
Oh my gosh.
Zach, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I was doing Miracle Morning.
That's where you watch Miracle on 34th Street every morning?
Close. It's where I petition my God, a cold and dark God, to perform a miracle for me every morning. And he has obliged most days.
And there's some sort of sacrifice, right?
That's too many miracles.
Yes. Can you have too many miracles?
Well, are they even miracles anymore?
That's an excellent point. Like, he's just been doing feats of extreme magic.
And I missed the name. Was that Baphomet, or who was your god?
What's that?
Was it Baphomet?
He cannot be named in I guess, human tongue.
Let's go ahead and try. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
I'd love to hear it.
Sounds like this.
Wow!
What
sort of an eldritch scream?
But way more high pitched than I would have ever concocted myself.
Sure. All of which is to say that I'm in sort of a perpetual state of I don't like do resolutions super hardcore, but I'm kind of like always trying to eat better and be better at being an adult.
That's pretty good.
And also you were drinking room temp grapefruit water.
Yes, I do room temp grapefruit water.
And you, like, you eat apples in the shower.
I eat apples in the shower. It's a weird thing that did happen yesterday. Thank you for putting me on blast, Adel, because we all went to a tiki bar last night on December 31st.
Yes.
Because today is the first day of the new year.
Plus
and that's,
four.
And that's canon, and that's...
For sure, yes.
Yeah. And for some reason, my brain invented a way to not be hungover, and that was to eat an apple in the shower. While it was on, mm-hmm. I had to clarify. So...
Shower day keeps the apple away.
A shower day keeps the apple
do
wet.
Do you two shitbirds have any resolutions?
I want to be able to do a split.
Yeah.
That's wow. really good.
Yeah.
Are
Which
you close?
Way?
No. But I want to do the front. Like,
long ways.
Yeah. Long ways.
Kick ways.
Kick ways.
Yeah.
I want someone to do it for me, though. I like want someone to stretch me.
Huh.
You need a monk to push on your shoulders.
You need like a David Carradine-esque, yeah.
I've been looking at YouTube videos. There's this 13-year-old girl who's like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to do a split in 2 weeks. And I like her confidence. So I'm going to let
wow.
her
okay.
lead the way.
You definitely have bones and muscles like me, a 13-year-old girl. This won't hurt you.
I've been
okay, so you know that thing where your body moves however you want it?
And
do
you,
that.
And you fell off a building, but it didn't hurt?
Do that.
Do that.
Bye.
Bye. I eat what I want and I'm 20 pounds. Bye. Don't die.
She's honestly underweight. Last year's resolutions for me was I wanted to watch less TV and I wanted to watch 100 movies that I hadn't seen before.
Cool. And you just made a monk reference how long ago?
I love Tony Shalhoub. And I did that. And I also wanted to do 20,000 push-ups because the year before that I did 10,000 and then I did that one as well. So I'm pretty good at sticking to my resolutions, but I'm like a psychopath. I have like charts and spreadsheets for all of my resolutions.
With like red string connecting them all?
Yeah, I connect all of my Google spreadsheets with red string. It's an app you can download.
For serial killers,
yeah, for
right?
serial killers.
To keep track of where they've left bodies.
I call them my victims, but it's really just movies that I've seen. But I did my my resolutions last year. I don't know what I'll do this year.
What was the worst movie of the 100?
Oh, can I cheat? Can I look at it? I can pull up my spreadsheet very
sure,
quickly.
While you do that, I'll say that
I believe covered in blood.
I believe what you're describing is like the Herschel Walker method, right? Herschel Walker, well, he did a bit of what you did, but also the opposite. He used to watch TV, and then on commercial breaks, he'd do 1,000 push-ups. This is a Minnesota
what?
Vikings receiver.
Did you say on all commercial breaks, he'd do 1,000 push-ups?
Yep.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Hey, Adel, no.
1,000 in 2 minutes?
No.
Wait, let me pull up my red string.
Wait, what?
I tried to do 1,000 push-ups once in a day, and I like stopped. I got to like 700, and I couldn't move anymore. It was
Here's
insane.
What I'm saying.
No,
Herschel Walker, if you're listening, come fight me. Also, how many was it? I've heard this story before. I can't remember. Maybe it was 10. Let's get into our warm-up riddles. JPC, did you have that movie?
Yeah, I saw Mile 22 with the Mark Wahlberg movie.
That's the sequel to 8 Mile?
Nope, that's a very good joke and it's very funny.
That sequel is also called 16 Mile.
Yeah.
Mile 22 would be the 2.5
yeah.
In between. No, it's Mile 22 with Mark Wahlberg. It came out like a few months ago. I saw it in California with my brother. It was one of the worst pieces of trash I've ever seen in my life. I'm sure he made like $80 million doing it.
Cool.
Proud of him.
Yeah, very proud of him.
All right, let's get into some warm-up riddies. Here we go. First one, I can be cracked, made...
An egg.
That's it. I can be cracked, made, told, and played. What am I?
Deck of cards.
I can be cracked, made, told, and played.
Joke.
Head.
What am I? It is a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a
or
joke.
It's an egg.
It's a joke egg.
It's a joke or an egg.
It's like an egg that when you crack it open, instead it has confetti on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's one of those fiesta eggs.
Yeah.
Which are apparently not a thing in the rest of the country.
What's a fiesta egg?
Ooh.
See? So there's this celebration called Fiesta, and I don't want to culturally butcher what it's actually about, but growing up in Santa Barbara, it's just a great party where you eat a lot of really good Mexican food, and they have eggs that are hollowed out, like the yolk is taken out, and then mm-hmm. you put confetti in it, and then you cover over the hole, and then you smash it on other people's heads. That's not a joke.
Is it a hard-boiled egg?
No, just a shell. It's like an egg shell.
Oh,
and
so
has
you
confetti.
Just poke it and then drain it.
Yeah, there's a name for it, and I can't remember it.
Interesting.
A joke.
It's a joke.
Has anybody like done that, but also kept like a raw egg?
That's called a hate crime when you throw eggs at people.
That's what it is. When I grew up, that's what we
did. But if you smash an egg on someone and it's not a throw, that can't be a hate crime, right? That's just cooking eggs wrong.
Did anybody else as a kid used to take your mom's pantyhose egg and act like you're cracking eggs?
What?
Just
what?
Me? All right.
That brings us to our first dead stop of the episode.
Oh, listen to that.
You know, you play with your mom's pantyhose, crack open the egg, put the pantyhose on your face, go rob a bank, you get all the money.
Oh my
gosh. See, we never did that growing up because we had video games and we weren't fucking weirdos.
I feel like, and again, this could be a whole Herschel Walker part two, but I feel like I remember there used to be pantyhose that came in like an egg.
Yes.
And
correct.
They're called like leggings, but the egg was capitalized and the L was lowercase or something.
Yeah.
So it's like leggings and an egg.
I'm very young. I don't know.
Do the splits then.
Oh, no, I can't.
Aaron just did them standing up.
Whoa, incredible.
Here's the next one. I am a seed with three letters in my name. Take away the last two and I still sound the same.
P.
That's right.
Nice.
Yes.
This is the best we've ever done, like, and it's both our guestos.
Yeah, we're letting them feel good. No. You feel good, right?
Yeah, yeah. I feel great.
Feel like
yeah.
a big man's act?
I feel pretty
fight
tall.
Fight me. 2019, 2000, fight me.
Wait till he has pie.
I am lighter than air, but 100 people cannot lift me.
Fart. Yes, I can tell I got it right.
I am lighter than air, but 100 people cannot lift me. Careful, I am fragile. What am I?
Blimps. A blimp.
It's actually Blimpy, the subway chain.
Blimpful.
Blimpful of farts.
Fart blimp.
Lighter than air, but 100 people cannot lift me.
Mm-hmm. What's careful, I am fragile. What am I?
Ego?
A cloud.
That's a great, those are both great guesses, but not the answer that's shown
is
here.
It, is it silence. Like a... It's always silence, a river, bed.
Hey, do you guys mind moving the silence up to my third story apartment?
So sorry, we can't. You need more than 100 people to lift silence.
Also, I don't trust myself with it. It's so fragile.
Is it a curse?
It is not a
is
curse.
Is it a curse, though?
Here's what I want to see.
From a dark and cold god.
I want to see Jess and JPC, your two blissfully ignorant teenage kids, who wandered into a shack that was emanating a glow in the woods. Zach, you are some sort of person, maybe a witch or some sort of warlock who bestows curses.
Hoobastank?
you're the lead singer of Hoobastank. Maybe we're in the Ozarks, and you bestow a curse upon these two hapless kids because of what they say. Here we go.
No way. I could hold my breath in the shack for longer than you could.
No, you can't. I've told you. I have great breath support.
All right.
Get in the shack.
Let's see how this goes.
Sorry. Are you hungry?
No, I'm not hungry, but that dog is.
Oh.
I'm not a dog. I'm a warlock or maybe a witch. You'll never know.
Oh,
cool.
No.
Stop real quick. I need you to decide, Zach.
What's that?
I need you to decide.
Well, no, the character knows, but they'll never know.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Your name tag says warlock.
You solved my puzzle.
Tyler.
As a reward, I will bestow upon you a gift that is a curse.
Wait, that's not a gift. Tyler, also, warlock could be like that witch's name.
Oh, snap. Is your are
no,
you?
No, you were right. I don't have a name tag. I have a profession tag. But thank you for asking my name. Well, I guess you didn't
technically
ask
she
name.
Didn't ask.
What's
she
your
just
name?
Said.
What's your name?
Hmm?
What's your name?
My name is Hot Breath. And I can hold my breath longer than any person on this mortal
way.
Definite way. Okay, well, let me make you a little bargain.
Deal.
If you can hold... Okay.
Yes.
Tyler!
All right. The terms have been set in stone. Now set them in blood.
Okay. Just... I don't have any blood.
Hey, Tyler.
Oh, my God. Is that
true? I might, bike away.
What?
I might bike away, actually.
You said we were hanging out all afternoon.
Well, bike with me. Stop, agreeing to curses before you even hear them.
Well, okay, but, where are we going? And also, I need to fix my bike.
We cut to these three, these two kids and this warlock on their bikes just through town.
I guess we never asked. How old are you?
Hmm?
How old are you?
How old is a mountain?
Probably it depends. Is it formed from, earthquake or...
that one.
Oh.
Oh, that's easy. 2,000 years old.
Oh, okay. I'm, 3 years younger than that mountain. Okay. It was just, starting to bump up before I got in there.
Tyler, dinner time!
What?
Dinner time. Oh, are your friends joining us?
Yes, please.
Can they, Mom?
What are you making? What are
pizza
you making?
Rolls, please.
Oh, for dinner, not a snack? Tyler, you prince.
I do whatever my son says. I'm afraid of him.
Oh, yeah. I can understand that.
And I say please because I don't want to abuse my power.
And who's this?
Oh, hello. My name is Hotbreath. I'm just a little bit younger than that mountain over there.
Oh, are you talking to me? Jenna. I've been to your house several times.
Mom, this is Jenna.
I can't place your face. Jenna? Are you sure it's Jenna?
Yeah, Jenna. Me and Tyler did a project together like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. You let us have Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches.
Sorry. I don't think so.
Yeah, the curse I bestowed upon you makes you unrecognizable to everyone in the world except for me and your friends.
Hey, Hotbreath, come here. Mm-hmm. My mom's single. My dad went to prison for tax evasion.
Ooh, so you're saying we should hook her up with your friend?
Yes,
see, the perfect crime. What's the Shakespeare play with Hot Spur? Isn't that a character?
Hot Piss.
That's what it is. Hot Piss. Yeah. Merchant of Venice. Hot Piss. I am lighter than air, but 100 people cannot lift me. Careful, I am fragile. What am I?
It's any guesses? Not a fart blimp. You're not a fart blimp.
Spirits.
Is it an intangible thing?
These are all fantastic answers. Unfortunately, it's not the answer.
Is it something like actually tangible, or is it like mm-hmm. a concept? It's not like. Pride.
No, it's not pride.
Lighter than air, but 100 people cannot lift me.
Is 100 people, is that the operative thing? Is it like, could 50 people do it?
A balloon.
Ooh, who said that? Aaron?
Me.
That's this, and it's also...
Wait, closer than fart blimp?
Listen,
just... It's a big balloon.
I need you to trust me. It's also a word that's in... So my favorite Nintendo game has two words in it. You're not terribly off. One is bobble.
Oh, it's a bubble.
It's a bubble.
Onion.
Balloon is closer than fart blimp.
It's true.
I think they're actually kind of equidistant.
All right, well, bubble. Then we're done here.
Goodbye.
100 people can't hold bubble?
Lift.
100 people can't lift bubble.
Okay.
Bubble fragile, careful.
Yeah, I'd say 5 people can't even lift bubble. Bubble fragile. Yeah.
Careful.
Careful.
Honestly, even more fragile, scrubbing bubbles.
Al, I'm going to need you to do right now the sort of TED talk for the bubble that you have, okay?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming out to my TED talk, of course.
And this is one where people ask questions.
And let's go ahead and cut straight to the questions.
And I'm just a simple mountain man who came to this TED Talk, and I couldn't help but notice...
Sorry, you're a mountain man, and you live in the mountains, or you're as old as a mountain?
I will entertain any question that you have about my past and my profession.
Okay.
I came from the mountains, and I live in the mountains. Any more questions?
No. Any okay. for me?
Oh, yes, just my original question. What kind of bubble is that?
What we have here is what we call a classic bubble. Now, this bubble is going to have a film around it made from soap suds. Inside is your typical air. And it's going to last for about 20 to 43 seconds.
Excuse me.
Yes, can you pass that withered man the mic?
I brought this mic from home. I will not relinquish my mic. You can borrow it.
Thank you. I'll borrow this. What, is this engraved?
Yes.
It's very nice.
That was given to me by a dragon.
That's incredible. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Bubble fragile?
Bubble fragile.
Careful.
careful, bubble fragile. No pop bubble can't lift.
I'm going to give your mic to the woman on my left who's raising her hand. Actually, I don't know if it's a woman. I'm sorry.
Yes, over here.
Yeah, with now, excuse me. I have a question. It may be a little personal. Have you ever accidentally fallen in love with one of the bubbles and then had your heart broken because they're here so temporarily?
One time a dish soap bubble did get to a larger than average size. It flew in front of my wife's face. It slightly skewed her appearance. I fell immediately in love. Harder than I've ever fallen. It then popped and I saw my wife, and we later divorced.
Well, heart fragile.
Heart fragile.
Careful.
Marriage fragile. Don't lift. Easy lift. No cares.
I don't know if marriage should be fragile.
Can I have the microphone now, please?
I'm never gonna see that damn mic again.
Sorry, please pass the mic down here.
Hey, you ever get that snowman kind of bubble?
I'm not familiar
yes,
with
you know the
you
one.
Know, you know the one where it looks like a little snowman. You ever get that snowman kind of bubble?
Oh, you're talking about double bubbles.
No.
Oh, yeah, sometimes double, but I'm really thinking about that triple bub.
Oh, a T-bub.
A T-bub. You ever get that T-bub bubble?
It is very rare. It's almost as rare as a four-leaf clover.
Ooh. Hey, mountain man?
Oh, yeah? Can I ask you? Can I have this microphone?
Well, I mean, it's not up to me. I'm gonna have to talk to Bahamut, the king of the dragons. Hold on, let me make a quick call.
Sorry, that was me making noises with my mouth.
It's perfect. It covered it. That was the same time it took me to down Bahamut. Goodbye.
Well, it's been great to visit this community college with my TED Talk.
He's on the phone. You're being very rude.
I'm taking intro to Russian lit.
Hey, good news. He says have it with his blessing.
Oh, well, this is a great day for me.
In conclusion.
See.
Am I supposed to end it too? I didn't know.
No, yeah. Anyone can end it.
Adel has to end it. He has to live in his shame.
Here we go. Let's get into the sweet, sweet meat of the main puzzles.
So, Adel, before we get into some tasty puzzle meat, as you so adequately said, why don't we take a quick little break?
Do we want to take a break now?
No.
Okay, let's take one. Fucking tough guy.
What is happening?
Let's take a break while you fight me.
Eat your pie. Take a big bite of pie. Let's take a little break.
We'll be right back.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so... this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddios, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace,
that's
the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing and managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret, doing whatever Aaron, you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay. And in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. Actually, you know what? I think beret pay seems to just be written in a, like, pencil next to it. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it's, it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree, and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, that's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, his De Niro impression coming up in the ad read. Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions feeling all emotive?
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime, and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi, guys. It's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you. And we're back. JPC, are we back?
Yeah, I'm sorry about okay. that. I thought that I could win the fight and I was wrong.
Wait, sorry. Punch sounds.
Oh, could you pour me some?
Yep. Punch.
Oh, man. No, I dropped one.
Zach, you're going to get us kicked out of this prom. Act like you've been there before.
We're not supposed to be here. We're all too old.
Except for Aaron. She's doing the splits.
ow. Well, we need to see a quick scene. this will just be a very brief scene. Zach and Aaron, you're at the prom, your dates. And Aaron, at some point, you're going to attempt to do the splits while you slow dance with your date.
I like your corsage.
Thanks. I like your boutonniere. Wait a minute. I like that we switched flowers.
you're fun.
You're fun.
You're also so talented.
What are you talking about? Name even one thing I can do.
You're so good at putting together your clarinet.
Oh my gosh.
No one does it faster.
No, I've never seen someone clean the spit valve of a tuba as efficiently as you. Are you kidding me? Janine, are you even kidding me?
I'm not kidding. Your reeds are always so wet. It's amazing how wet you can get your weeds.
It's just because I have a gland problem in my tongue.
Well,
You look radiant.
I've been working on, like, a skill.
Another one?
To maybe try to impress you today. Oh, are you ready? God. Count me down from three.
Sure. Do you want me to clear a space in the middle of the gym? Because yeah. I will. Everyone!
Huh?
Fella, everyone stop!
Oh, what?
Turn the music off!
No, we...
The music off!
We were, like, dancing, and it was good.
This night, I'm trying to etch into my memory, and y'all are mean to me all year, okay? So give me a moment.
Who are you?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, Johnson. I'm behind you in literally the whole first block of our day.
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Oh, shit, the date of that 30-year-old woman is telling everyone to stop.
Uh-oh. One, two, three, splits. Oh, I have to go to the hospital. I have to go to the hospital.
Scene. Drew Barrymore, if you're listening, we are selling this script.
Oh, man. Boy, I have a hard time. That movie's not okay, huh?
Never Been Kissed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
But I really loved it as a teen.
Yep.
I don't remember. Why it bad?
Fragile.
Fragile?
Well, it Michael Vartan, who's a real alias babe at the time, or like it's like during, he was big for me. He's a teacher, and she goes back undercover in high school to do a story for the Chicago Sun-Times, and then they like flirt with each other, and then she's like, there's like a night at the prom where he dances with her, which is like, hell no, that's not okay. And he like wants to tell her that he's like into her. He doesn't. But then when she's like, I've been lying, I'm 26. He's like, I'm supposed to, what, that just fixes everything? Like suddenly I'm allowed to be attracted to you? And you're like, oh boy. I mean, it is nice that he was like, knew it was wrong, but it's also like, oh boy, this is weird. They fell in love when he thought she was a teen.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, but boy, I loved it. And, and there's a part where she's like describing that feeling when she like will kiss someone and it'll really be like magical and everything stops and the world is spinning. And when she finishes talking, her coworker Octavia Spencer goes, "Damn, girl, you are a writer." And that and it's
nice.
Great.
Is John C. Reilly her boss in that?
That's right.
Or did I just cast that in my brain?
Nope, he is. And nice. And Molly Shannon's her friend, and then they get it on. It's great.
What a star-studded cast.
It's a great movie. I mean, a little problematic. But
what year did it come out?
I want to say, like, I want to put it like 2001.
Oh, I think it was fine back then.
Yeah. We were all recovering as a nation.
Yeah, we were up for whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, after God. September 11th, you could fuck your teachers. I remember that specifically.
A very brief
specifically.
Window.
Specifically.
Here we go, our first main meat puzzle. Little Billy was, Zach and Jess, just so you know, a lot of these are terrible.
Okay.
So when you're thinking of answers, think, what's the worst thing that could possibly be the correct thing?
And that'll just so you know, Billy's not a name that we say on this podcast.
Little Kevin was 4 years old, and both his parents were dead. His guardian put him on a train to send him to a new home in the country. Kevin could neither read nor write, nor remember the address, so a large label on a string was secured around his neck, clearly indicating Kevin's name and destination. However, despite the best efforts and kindnesses of the railway staff, Kevin never arrived at his new home. Why?
Guardian's an owl.
What'd you say?
The guardian is an owl?
Like the guardians of O'Hool.
Gahool.
So, done.
Is it possible that his last name was Train? And so it said Kevin Train, and they just left him on the train.
This boy lives on the train now.
Is it possible his last name was We Had a Baby Eats a Boy?
That's always a possibility.
Was it Paddington and he's a bear?
Oh, no. Was it Paddington Bear?
It wasn't Paddington Bear.
Was his name Ketchup the Bear?
Paddington Bear could read or write, right? No, maybe he could.
No, he could not read or write.
I bet he learned quick, though, because he was precocious.
Yeah.
If you can eat marmalade, you can read.
That's the old adage.
Whoa, that's a cool t-shirt.
If you can eat marmalade, you can probably do this.
How old is Kevin in this?
He's four.
He's four years old, and both his parents are dead. I don't know if that's, it doesn't seem important.
And his guardian sucks.
Did whoever kill his parents kill him? And that's why he didn't make it?
Whoa. It was witness relocation. They messed it up.
They blew it. No, that's not.
So what's written on this tag?
The tag has a large label indicating Kevin's name and destination.
Kevin.
And where is he going, did it say?
Said he's going to a new home in the country.
His name's Kevin North. And then they're in his. They put just like directions on it, and it got confused.
Yeah, there's something written on it that's like "drown this boy" or something. Yeah, like that.
It's the name of the place. And the people on the train were like, "Well, we did the thing, but it didn't get him home because they're terrible."
You know, when you're on a train, you see a little boy with a tag that says "drown this boy." You're like, "Well, I gotta do
what the tag says."
A tag is a legally binding document.
Yeah.
Do you know what the most stolen book is?
The Bible.
The Bible.
Well, maybe. I was going to say steal this book.
Oh, that can't be true.
Was he like supposed to go to Narnia?
That is.
I was imagining that too.
Pretty close. Can you walk me through what you mean by that?
Well, those kids have to go live in the country during the war, and it was like common practice during the time to put the label on the kid.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, maybe this boy, he didn't because he was destined to be in Narnia.
So in this hypothetical, the wardrobe is on the train?
The destination is like Regulersville, but he just had to go to Narnia.
What's the town motto in Regulersville?
We make it, you buy it.
Fucking capitalists.
Do we want any hints?
No.
How we do?
He seems British to me.
He seems dead to me, and the tag is a toe tag.
Whoa.
Same people that killed his parents killed him, and his home in the country is a cemetery.
Honestly, that's a better answer.
That's amazing.
Do you know the answer, Adel?
I do know the answer.
Okay, and I got
it. Are there hints?
Some hints are, was his label removed in some way? No. Did someone deliberately harm or abduct him? No.
Thank God.
Was Billy a little boy?
He's a goat.
No, he's a goat.
It mattered that his name was Billy.
Billy the Kid.
Little Billy, as his name suggests, but I was told to change it, so I went with the room, was a goat who unfortunately ate his label, so no one knew where he was supposed to go. Goats is scamps.
Hold on a second. Riddle. You're telling me that this goat had parents who died, and then someone was like, we gotta move this goat because its parents are dead. It's goat parents. I'm the guardian of a goat because that's what it's called when you take care of a goat. You're the goat
guardian.
You're
the goat guardian.
Yeah.
I have to put this goat on a train.
Mm-hmm. I mean, swap out goat for bear and this is Paddington, right?
Yeah.
Also, I would have believed that a kid ate their label, like a real child.
For sure.
Yeah, that makes just as much sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially if it tastes good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One what of kind the of chocolate labels?
Yeah, what kind of ink we got on there?
So here's what we need to see is, Jess, you're going to be the...
it's like you're reading it out of the book.
Yeah, yeah. Truly.
Here's what we're going to see.
So the book says, do a scene.
Jess, you're going to be the guardian of this goat. Aaron, you're going to be the goat. Mm-hmm. And you can talk, and you can even sing and rhyme. And but you don't need to.
Show off goat.
But you can.
But Jess, you are deeply attached to this goat for some reason.
Sure.
And it's finally arrived to you in the countryside after you had lost all hope.
Oh, great. Margaret! Margaret, the goat is finally here! Oh, come here, you little baby goat. I'm going to love you as my own.
Hey.
Oh, yes, it's as good as I hoped.
Hey. Hi, it's good to see you.
Margaret, look at the goat.
Darling, what's that you say?
Look at this goat. She's finally here, our sweet little baby goat daughter.
Oh, my word, she's everything I could. Wait, hold on. Does she do the thing?
Listen.
You should know, though, I'm changed. Like, I'm different now. I, like, grew up a lot traveling.
Oh, that's all right, my dear sweet baby. Can I give you, like, two little goat kisses?
Yeah, but I've, like, done drugs and, like, seen some stuff. So Margaret, just know that I'm, like, changed.
Yes, darling.
Margaret.
Yes, darling.
I want to love this teen goat, but I feel like maybe that means I can't imprint on it as much.
Just because it's older?
Yes.
Good. I'm happy that you said that and not, I want to love this goat, but it did drugs, so now I can't anymore. You didn't say that. Thank you.
You're
baby,
welcome.
Is this where we're staying?
Hey, this is my...
Wait, this is a sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holt, darling, what? Who are we to judge?
I'm just surprised. This is a bighorn sheep. It just seems like the aggression might be a little intense.
Well, that's a stereotype. Well, actually, I don't know. You're right.
He sells beepers.
Yeah, I sell beepers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, did Darling, I stutter, motherfucker? I sell beepers.
Okay, Margaret.
It definitely is aggressive. I gotta put our foot down here, I think.
Yes. Do not put your foot down around me. If I see a foot stomp, I charge.
Oh,
I charge.
For beepers.
Oh.
I love him. I do. Okay. I love him.
Okay.
Come here.
No, okay. Not in front of us. Please, no. I am putting my foot down. I will not watch this in my foyer.
He's going to charge.
Oh, my pie.
My beeper.
See. See.
That's what you wanted, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it said in the book, right?
then charge for beepers. Yes, it is. JPC, was that a Master Sheep?
Master Sheep, yeah, absolutely.
That's a t-shirt. I'm gonna charge for beepers. For beepers. It's got a big sheep on it. Everyone gets it.
Apparently every reference in this episode is from 2001. Here we go, next riddle. A woman walked up to a man behind a counter and handed him a book.
She walked up to him behind the counter?
Rude.
The man was behind the counter.
Okay.
A woman walked up to a man behind the counter.
Got it.
And handed him a book. He looked at it and he said, "That will be $4. She paid the man and then walked out without the book. He saw her leave without it, but did not call her back.
Library, how playing come? A late due. Late yep. fee. Late due fee.
It's a lot, it's paying a late fee.
How late due fee?
Late due fee, fragile.
How late due fee?
Or... It was the Bible.
She had stolen it.
Hear me out.
Okay, because you can't.
Let me check the back of the book.
Okay. We all know this. We all know this.
It was the Bible. The man was King James. She owed him $4.
And we all know this. You can't legally own a Bible.
Okay, all of you are the voice of God, and you're having a discussion about how to monetize the Bible.
Order, order, order. Me.
Some.
Chicken.
All right, everyone, calm down. We need to figure this out.
You're right.
We're God. We don't have enough money. We need to make more. I think we all agree that selling this book, the Bible, mm-hmm. and basically kind of all of it. I mean, like,
there's the one thing we have to sell.
We got the Bible. We got the Quran. We got the Torah. Mm-hmm. I think we should sell them all. I gotta know, like, how are we pushing this? What's
I know
the market?
That this is not on the table today, mm-hmm. but can I bring up again that I think we should send Jesus back? It would be very funny.
Again,
at some point we will, right?
No, but why not now?
No, he gets three tries. Again, yeah. We're not gonna send him back a fourth
time. But like, hey guys, can I be at this meeting finally?
Yes, oh. Jesus, but you have to be, like, chill and quiet.
Jesuses are to be seen, not to be heard.
Jesus, you is fragile.
Wait, I just want you guys to know I agree. It would be so funny. Like, I've been working on a type 5 for me to, like, go down and just slay. Like,
let's hear the first 5 seconds.
All right. Hey, guys, happy to be here. but I'm happy to be everywhere, which I am.
We cut down to earth. Next up at the Chuckle Hut... Kid's fresh. Kid's very funny. Give it up for Jesus Christ.
Jesus, before you go on, it's me, Judas, and here's some jokes I think you should make.
I don't know where Jesus is. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Just trust me. These are good jokes.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Oh, sorry about that.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Not great.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry to hear that. You should tell me about it more often. Okay.
I sinned.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, what am I supposed to do with a kind heckler? okay, what'd you sin? What was your sin?
I coveted my neighbor's husband.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal, honestly.
Like, okay.
Yeah, like, I know we're not supposed to. There's a sliding scale for sure, and that one's not that big a deal.
Thank you.
Okay, on to this joke. What do you call a stupid idiot who yes. holds note cards?
Yes, he's
Jesus Christ. Oh.
Give me my money. I did what you asked me to do. I gave him the card. Now give me my money.
Here's your money. Now, God, back to heaven with you. All right, so we got rid of Jesus.
Why do we keep sending Judas back?
And Satan.
Good. Here
you
we go.
Got
next
that
riddle.
Riddle so fast.
Yeah, that was a very good. Very fast and very smart.
Don't be sorry. I'm just impressed.
No, but you know,
we've been happy with this speed of riddle because we are very, very dumb. Mm-hmm. And it's with you two on. I think you've solved 100% of these riddles mm-hmm. very quickly.
Very quickly.
None.
Riddle is fragile, so careful.
Yeah.
Riddle fragile. Careful.
Here we go. Next riddle. What? This is more just a ponderous question. Why is it that, in general, the hair on a man's head goes gray before the hair in his mustache?
Why is it that in general the hair on a man's head goes gray before the hair on his mustache?
Because he's eating a chicken with a mole sauce. That sauce is getting all over his mustache.
Zach, your Santa Barbara culture is really permeating this episode.
Guys, you gotta deal with these spicy chocolates.
Sun hits the hair, fur hits the mustache. Easy.
His brain is more stressed out than his face.
I
got it. I got it. Yeah. We can all agree that I got it.
I think his brain is more stressed out than his face.
I'm still reeling. Did you say sun hits the hair, fur hits the mustache?
Yeah, sun hits the hair, fur hits the mustache.
Yeah, I think that's a before, but shortened down.
Fur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like that movie, Land for Time.
Yeah.
Land for Time.
Or that popular catchphrase, get for done. You know that old trapper comedian?
Yes, yes, yes.
Get before done.
Get before
done. That woodsman who was a fur trapper?
Sure. Get for done.
Any thoughts? We want some hints. We want some clues.
Why does a man's hair go gray before his mustache?
Because he doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah, not all men have that mustache.
In this scenario, the man has stash.
Oh, okay.
The man has mustache.
Does he have hair?
He has hair.
Are you sure?
He doesn't have hair.
Okay.
Who are some famous men with mustaches?
Thompson.
Mark Twain.
No, that's not part of it.
Hitler. Yeah, famously for mustache.
Very Charlie famous mustache Chaplin. Man. Charlie yeah. Chaplin.
Adolf Hitler, surprisingly, his original name was Samuel Clemens. Not many people know.
Yeah, Adolf Hitler is what you shout on a riverboat when you throw something over the side to see how deep the water
Okay, we got to see a scene with...
although we have to, but we will.
Zach, you're Mark Twain.
Yeah.
JPC, you have the enviable role of playing Hitler.
Okay.
You're on a Mississippi riverboat gambling, and sure. You two are just kind of meeting for the first time and kind of sizing each other up.
Got any twos?
I do not have any tools.
Alright. You're supposed to, okay. I know this may be your first time. This is an old southern game, but all you gotta say is go fish.
But I did not know the rules to the game.
That's okay, you're doing what did you say your name was?
My name is Adolf
you're
Hitler.
You're doing wonderful, Adolf Hitler. Yeah, that's so funny that's your name.
Why is that?
Well, because that's what we shout when we throw a rope over the side of the boat to see
Adolf
how...
Adolf Hitler!
See, just like that.
Adolf Hitler!
Wait a second.
Adolf Hitler!
How deep are we, Clancy?
We three Adolf Hitler, safe enough to pass.
Safe enough to pass, here we go.
I must be dead. This must be hell. No, that means that the Nazis have lost the war.
Everyone, attention, please. Just want to let you know that our riverboat's next destination will be across the River Styx. So please, everyone, have two silver pieces ready to put. In the
now, Adolf, if you could be a dear. It is your turn to inquire as to whether or not I have any number of cards.
Do you have any nines?
Go fish, or as they say in your country, nine.
Six.
Very confusing.
Oh, so good. I love that just two gamblers on a riverboat are playing go fish.
Yeah. Isn't it great to know that even Adolf Hitler might get into the same underworld that we're all bound for? And by great to know is maybe not the phrase.
Yeah.
And we're not surprised that Mark Twain's in hell, right?
Oh, no. With what he did sense. To books? He made them too long.
Made them funny? How dare you?
For painting that fence.
Mm-hmm.
Have we solved this riddle?
No. Okay. Do we want the answer?
Oh, I could have sworn we'd solved it.
Why does a man's mustache? I need like a directional hint.
Yeah.
Like a realm to be.
You
thinking.
Give me north, south. I'll.
True west. Here's a bit of a hint here.
Okay.
Is this to do with the way that the hair is cut, brushed, washed, or treated? No. Is this to do with eating, drinking, thinking, or talking? No. That's
so,
a terrible.
Hold
hint.
On, chicken mole.
Is this to do with timing? Yes. Yes.
A hair and a hair is good.
Is it because he's trimming his mustache more?
Is it because you don't grow facial hair until after you grow hair on your head?
Bingo, bingo, ha ta ta.
That's not true, though, right?
The hair on a man's head is usually at least 20 years older than the hair in his mustache.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Because you've had it long, like,
yeah.
You're not growing well.
Well, no, but that's the question is that, like, I was under the impression that the hair on my head now is not the hair I had on my head before, right? Like hair falls out and then grows again. Mm-hmm. Like all of the hair that I'm growing on my head when I'm 40 years old would be the same age,
but
right?
But the follicle...
You are born with the amount of hair that you will have for the rest of your life.
It's like eggs.
It's like
yes.
Okay.
Yes, eggs is like hair.
Okay.
It's just that the hair is gradually coming up because it's so far down.
You got a bunch of hair in your head and it just sort of like pushes out slowly.
Your brain is hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you think, the more that your hair grows out faster.
Which makes sense because that is what Aaron said, was your brain is more stretched out than your face because there's so much hair inside.
Yes.
Yes.
No one has that much hair in their lip.
That's why people used to call each other hair brains.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually right.
That's actually right.
And that's why women can't eat hair because they don't already have hair in their mouth behind their.
I won't support that. I will draw the
yeah,
line and
Zach,
I won't support that.
I don't think we're here in 2019 to like point out more differences.
I'm just saying men eat hair all the time and women can't.
Hair.
And they're just different. The thing about men and women is.
Get her done. We'll do one more entree and then we'll go to our sweet desserts with our final listener submitted riddle. Does that sound good?
Ah, yes.
I like this meal. Mm, I've really been walked through kind of a tasting menu.
I'm so sorry. It's been a bit of a prefix and there's no substitution. So hopefully we haven't had
Those are the best kind.
And yeah. I would like to apologize to both of you that Adel has been eating a pie this entire time.
Made of hair.
Oh, no. Not going to
hair
go
pie
there.
For men.
No. Here, this is a terrible one.
Oh, good.
During a christening ceremony, the godmother of the child suddenly tackled the priest who was conducting the ceremony, knocked him down, and rolled him over on the ground. Why she do that?
He caught on fire. Da-na-na-da!
Well.
We just high-fived in slow motion.
The two women who came into the studio wearing identical sister act habits got this question right.
This is an expensive joke.
Yeah. And does not translate from the audience.
Had you two heard that before?
No,
we're just smarter.
Why
yeah.
is there fire?
There's so many candles in Catholic Mass, you know?
Okay. No, Jess, I got this. When men hit two rocks together, spark ignites.
Nope, that won't do it.
The answer to why is there fire? Yeah. There is an old god, Bahamut. He is a dragon who lives in a mountain.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen is this altar boy who is so small. Have like that big, heavy golden
yes.
candle mm-hmm. and then try to put it in the holster. And then everything was just too top heavy for a while. And for like 11 minutes, he was like, whoa.
Oh, my.
And no one helped him.
So he was holding it like.
Had to learn. Let him learn.
How I would imagine a dog trying to stand on two legs would move. Like a lot of.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Navigating side to side.
How would we know how you imagine a dog to move?
I've drawn it several times.
Follow up. Have you ever seen a dog try to walk on two legs? You just have to imagine what it would be like?
Yeah, just imagine it. I mean, people have tried to show me, but I look away.
I mean, they do it.
I have a very specific way they move.
There was a movie theater right next to where I grew up, so I would see dogs walking on two legs constantly trying to get in there, buy tickets to the show, have the usher turn them away, send them back.
You know I where think, you put two kids in an overcoat and then a dog on top? You got a dog head. To do.
This is what a person is.
It's not to trick the ticket taker, but to overwhelm them to make them think that they're going insane.
Uh-huh. I think it's absurd. That we don't allow dogs to buy movie tickets.
Well, now, Zach, you just volunteered to play a dog. You and Jess will be two dogs in an overcoat trying to sneak into a theater. JPC, you'll mm-hmm. be the ticket taker. And Aaron, you'll be the manager who intervenes at some point.
Cool.
Hello there, and welcome to Movie
Sorry, Plex. And you're coming to see, I'm so sorry, coming to see Mile 22.
Hello, welcome to Movie Plex.
Hello. We would like.
I'm sorry. Who's talking?
Yeah. It's me.
Okay.
Down there.
I'm sorry, Daryl.
Your stomach like, appears to be
Daryl,
grumbling.
It's hard to be on two legs.
No.
Oh, I know. Were you talking to me, Daryl?
We would like.
Daryl. His name is also Daryl.
Oh my God! But your name is Daryl.
My name is Daryl.
My name's Daryl.
Oh, no. Your name is Daryl.
We're just a barrel of Daryls. Listen, we need
with
two...
not a Carol in the world. Oh no! Here's
well,
my
no, here's our
Carol.
Hey, Daryl.
Yes, Carol.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
What?
This
is there
is Daryl.
Echo in here?
No, this is Daryl, and I'm Daryl.
Sorry, I was just walking by. It's me, Funny Man Will Ferrell. Did someone call my name?
This is a movie theater for dogs, Will Ferrell.
Good day.
This is a movie theater for dogs, Carol.
This is a huge weekend for us.
It's Mile 22 weekend.
It's Mile 22 weekend. And what's the holdup?
I'm sorry. There's no holdup. They're coming into the theater. I just have to sell them a ticket.
These are two dogs?
This is one person, and it is two dogs.
Hold on. Walk me through that again.
Okay, so we're one person,
but we are two dogs.
Okay. Can I see an ID?
Can I see an ID?
This movie is rated R.
He'll open this coat to reveal that we are two dogs.
I forgot to mention, you're two dogs in an overcoat, but you're standing on two legs side by side.
Side by side.
Yeah.
This is one fat, short person.
Two-headed dog.
It's a two-headed dog.
So here are our dog ideas, and here's our one.
Dog ideas?
Can you please tell me some of your dog ideas?
Okay. Sure. What about instead of vacuums, we just don't ever care.
What if all of the tables were lower to the ground?
Nah, I don't like either one of these. Can I hear some
what
more?
What if we bring back newspapers, but they're all squishy toys?
Okay. What if instead of cars, tennis balls?
Okay.
How about, but only open windows go very fast?
How about no more squirrels?
Ooh, except for if they're always right in front of my face.
No more squirrels? We'll buy it. We'll buy that dog idea. And the price? Two tickets to Mile 22.
Can you throw in two tickets to Air Bud Golden Receiver?
You get the fuck out of here. You get out of here.
Say it. Wonderful. Well, let's go. We'll go to our final riddle. This will be a listener submitted one. This is from Michael
but
Schmidt.
But no more. We do
final
not. We don't know.
Riddle.
We can't. It's not technically parody.
This is
parody.
The part of the show where we all sing a favorite jock jam. We replace one word of the jock jam with the word puzzle.
We're headed for riddle, but still we stand puzzle.
Where did you come from? Where did you come from? Puzzle I, Joe.
That's your favorite jock jam?
I said favorite jock jam, right? And I sang that song? You fucking tell me.
I'm just singing more Final Countdown.
Aaron, name one song in jock jams.
So young, I'm doing the splits.
This is from listener submitted riddle from Michael Schmidt.
What's up, bud?
Michael.
Hey,
Michael.
Dude, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Michael, you just got a ton of shout outs.
Hello.
Feel good about that. Michael immediately says, this is an easy one. So he's retroactively shaming us.
Man, I really wish I wouldn't have said one up to this guy.
A man is found dead, laying in a field next to a rock. The rock killed him, but there's no blood on the rock or around the body. Who is the man, and how did the rock kill him?
The rock was in the middle of a snowball.
It's Stone Cold Steve Austin is dead, and the rock, and it's WrestleMania.
That's it. It's Dwayne Johnson.
I actually do know the answer to this, so shut up.
Zach knows the answer, so we'll wait. If nobody else gets it, we'll have him show his knowledge.
So he tripped.
So the guy is in Iraq, and it's the war.
I'm sorry, did I say A-Rock? It's A-Rock.
It was the rock that they kicked out while he was hanging.
Oh, that's a good, I mean, yeah, that's a good guess as any.
So it's a man lying dead in a field with a rock.
We're getting a hint, I feel like.
What are you talking about?
I think we're getting a hint.
No, Zach's just humming a song.
Just a fun song to hum.
Wait, but hum it some more.
Oh, it's the Olympics.
Yep.
Oh, it's the shot put, and he had a heart attack from the stress of
you know me so well.
You know when you lift 12 pounds in one hand and you get a heart attack?
Yeah, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm the only athlete from my country. This is too much pressure. I'm dead.
I'll repeat it one more time. A man is found dead lying in a field.
Well,
next
can
to
I give
a
tangential riddle?
Oh, please.
First.
Yes.
Two people are found dead laying in an alley, and one person then is afraid of bats. Who am I?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Alfred.
What's the riddle again?
A man. That's a wonderful hint. A man is found dead lying in a field next to a rock. The rock killed him, but there's no blood on the rock or around the body. Who is the man, and how did the rock kill him? Batman and that song are as good a hint as you're going to get.
I got more hints.
This is comic book related?
Yes.
In some way.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, it's like that freaking Infinity Stone and that freaking Thanos that I hate.
Very, very close.
So Thanos snapped him. Thanos snapped the guy.
Yeah. Thanos snapped Bubble Fragile, take life with the stone time.
So is this the thing, Dr. Ben Grimm, and he is a rock man?
No.
Is it?
You're thinking Marvel. I need you to think lateral.
DC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Superman.
Yep.
Rock is Kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
The Rock is the band Three Doors Down. They're singing their hit single Kryptonite. Superman decided to take his own life because mm-hmm. he hates the song. Superman can't be cut, so the internal bleeding is what drowns him.
If I go puzzies, then will you still call me Riddle Man?
If I'm alive and puzzles, will you be there? Riddle my hand.
Zach, did you know that? Is that the Superman? Is that what you were going for?
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
So here's what we need. I
had heard that one before. I didn't like immediately think of the answer to it. I've literally heard someone say that riddle before.
I just didn't know the Superman theme. I was like,
Neither did I.
Humming something uplifting.
I remembered hearing it before I went on a roller coaster, and now I realize it was before I went on the Superman roller coaster at Six Flags New England.
I'm wondering now if that's the Superman theme or that's the Justice League thing. I think it's the Superman theme.
I think it's Superman.
I honestly thought you were doing the intro to Final Countdown again.
Yeah, no, I honestly just thought you were bored as hell. Aaron, and I was like, whoa, rude.
Nice being rude.
Oh, rude. Oh, Jesus.
Does he know he's humming? So, I don't know him well, but maybe he just didn't know.
Aaron, in New England, how do they pronounce Superman?
Superman.
Perfect.
Oh, God, I'm too afraid to go on Superman. I heard a man died once. Aaron, don't you dare go on that ride.
So, Aaron, you're going to play...
Ted Kennedy killed that weapon.
You're going to play Boston Superman. Jess, I need you to play Lex Luthor, and you've somehow tricked Superman into luring him into a certain area that has kryptonite, and then trapping and killing him.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm here. Relax. Okay. Oh, God, we're here. Hello. Hi. How are
you? Hello. Yes, good.
God, you look awful.
Hey, come on. Listen,
are you sleeping?
No, not great, honestly. I'm not getting a lot of sleep, not getting a ton. All right, listen.
You look stressed. People who are stressed die. That's all I know to be true.
All die, so what am I going to do? Not die?
Okay, Tone, I'm your guest. Offer me some water. What are you doing?
Well, if you have to know, I brought you here to destroy you once and for all.
Okay.
But yes, I will give you a glass of water because I'm not a bad host. Do you like flat or sparkling?
Flat. And also, take a look at my chest. Oh. I'm one of the strong guys.
Yeah, you're a very strong man, but I have a deep, deep intellectual strength.
Okay, you sound like you think you're better than me.
Yes, I do think I'm better than you.
Yes. Look.
Oh, hang on 1 second. What? Oh, my God.
Oh, God. He knows I can hear him, right?
No, I think he doesn't. Come here.
Oh, God.
Come here.
Oh.
Come here.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing, Ben Affleck?
I just want to be around you.
No, I told you. Hang
this
out in the back.
This so much cool. Okay.
Hang out over there.
Is it cool if I hang out with Matt Damon?
Not yeah.
I'm bored. I'm not getting enough attention.
We cut to the Garden of Eden with
with
JPC
okay.
as Adam.
No, I like this direction. Let's hear it out.
With JPC as Adam, Jess as Eve, and Zach, you're there as Ben Affleck, and you're just eating the from the Tree of Knowledge for the very first time,
mm-hmm.
and there's a slight rain shower while you're eating the apple.
Oh, shoot. We should get into get into this little tub because I don't want to get wet when I'm eating the apple.
No, that's like the whole point.
Oh, to get wet and eat the apple?
Yeah, knowledge. So wet and sexy.
Okay, this is...
Wait, hang on.
Mm. Okay.
What?
Is this the part where I put the rocks in the apple?
Oh my gosh.
There's something in this apple.
Did you already do it?
I did.
Well, then why are you even asking me?
How did they get rocks in an apple?
Make sure I did it right.
Didn't pierce the outer layer. They must have grown the rocks in the apple.
Honestly, I don't know why I let you hang around.
It's okay. Is it okay if Matt Damon hangs out with me?
I'm going to end up spitting most of
his
rocks out.
Is he already here? Like, is
hey,
it one of the...
Is that okay if I'm
oh
here?
Oh, my gosh. Like, why are you even asking a
He's
question?
He's going to say something about how
Can
you like
Can I ask you something? How you like them apples? See.
I got you.
Got your number.
And real, very quickly, Michael Schmidt actually included a second one that's actually a great puzzle. So we're going to read that very quickly here. This is a harder one. He lets us know. A man is on a train that is full.
He's a goat.
Well, here we go. That's our show. A man is on a train that's full. I assume the train is full, not the man. He notices a person with a missing finger. He walks up to the person and kills them. At the next stop, he is questioned by the police, but they let him go. Why? And I'll allow 30 seconds of guesses, and then we'll get to the answer.
A man left a finger when he killed the other person's family member, and he noticed it was the same finger that was missing. And
that is him. That is incredibly close.
His name is Inigo Montoya. He killed his father. Prepared to die.
The man had a sixth finger, and no.
That's not it?
No.
Oh, man, but that was so good.
It was good. There are no trains in that movie, though.
No, that we see.
That we see, Zach.
A man is on a train. He notices a person with a missing finger. He walks up, kills them. Next stop, the police question him, but they let him go. What? Any other guesses? Kay. Aaron, you're very close.
The police are bad.
Is this a bounty hunter? Is this a bounty hunter situation? Is he hunting this man?
Yeah, the train is going to the Sarlacc pit.
That's a bounty hunter situation? Oh, got it.
Got it.
Took me a second.
Don't love it, but Aaron, did you get it?
No.
Just tell us where.
It's a Boba Fett reference, and it's...
Sorry, I'm doing the splits.
I'll give you a hint, and I think this is a hint.
Okay.
Ashley Judd movie?
Double Jeopardy.
Yeah, so what it is once released from prison after serving his sentence, the man saw his wife, who framed him by cutting off her own finger and leaving it at the crime scene. When the police questioned him, he stated these facts and they let him go because you cannot kill the same person twice.
Here's the thing. Yes, but they can't arrest you for killing a person until they investigate that.
Well, it's a riddle crime.
I pulled up the court record on my phone. he's good to go. He already killed this woman.
If I ever commit a crime, it will definitely be in a riddle. So there are very little consequences.
In this scenario, this person got framed for the murder of this person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's out now?
Yeah, he served his time.
25 years. Sometimes you don't go to jail forever.
Well,
not
my jail.
Zach, can we see a scene with your jail?
Sure.
Can I get out?
What's that?
Can I get out?
Let me explain how my jail works.
This again?
My jail. My jail, you're in here forever. It's kind of a forever jail.
Do the full song.
Hmm?
Do the full song.
Would you believe that I don't? My jails.
Class, someone got out.
Sorry. Oh, no. I hate that the button for the accompaniment is right next to the button to open the jail.
Zach, dinner. It's pizza rolls.
That's our show. Zach and Jess, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, gosh.
What a delight.
Again, two of my favorite people. And then also, if you're not listening to the podcast off book, the improvised musical.
Which you're not currently listening to.
Oh, God. Pause this podcast. Pause this right now.
Don't do it at the same time.
Listen to off book and then come back to
one at a time, though.
Yeah.
But it is the absolute best. So please check that out. Anything else you want to mention? Or is there more about off book that you'd like to plug?
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing an off book shirt myself right now. So there is merch.
There is merch. We're going to perform at San Francisco Sketchfest, and we're going to be at the Steel Stacks Comedy Festival. And also,
we have an album coming out.
What?
Oh. That is not improvised.
It's written.
Three of the tracks are out now if you want to preview it. We got a Christmas song, a Hanukkah song, and
a song about the experience of dining where they have to explain shared small plates to you.
Yeah, so that album's called The Calendar Album. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, and it releases January 18th.
That's right.
But
those three tracks are out now.
Right now.
Right
baby.
Now.
Now, on this, the first of the new year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I guess I have to ask, will my jail be on the album?
B-side, please.
Only on the vinyl.
Will the song Dog Ideas be on there now? Anything else? Anything else going on?
Nah.
I didn't mean to sound shitty. Anything else going on? Or
that's not it? A lot. You have 24 hours in a day.
He's right.
JPC, anything?
You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. You can follow me on Instagram at SharkBarkman. You will only see pictures of my dog or pictures of my dog's DNA.
That's how it should be.
Follow me at AaronKeith10 on Instagram to find out about my shows in Chicago.
And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at HeyRiddleRiddle on Instagram. You can email us with any sort of puzzy or riddle you might have.
Or just to say hello.
And that's HRR Podcast.
Or to dox us.
Or to dox us.
Email us to dox us. Email us and tell us where we live.
We will neither confirm nor deny.
Forgot.
Honestly, good. Yeah. Honestly, I'm glad
but
it's
in,
done.
But in your jail, that's how doxing works.
Yeah.
If you go to jail for doxing, you can email us hropodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And Aaron, I don't know if you know this. When Superman was first created, he had a very famous catchphrase, which was faster than a speeding bullet.
Jupiter. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.